There is a world between our world and the world of the dead. The underworld. One man walks the banks of both sides, bringing justice from beyond the grave, from beyond the River Styx. Styx, Season 2, Episode 5, The Seventh Saint.
I don't have an alarm clock in my apartment. The morning train always does the trick. I never moved back into my house after release. Never got another place in the city even when I got a nicer office. Spackled over holes from someone else's pictures are the only decoration. A few books I keep promising myself to open on the floor by empty bottles I promise not to. Nobody but True has ever seen it. Until now.
How do you sleep with all that racket, Wayman?
I catch a lot of Z's at work.
Your ice tub might be more comfortable than this mattress.
Fortunately, I can only feel it above the waist. Any worse the further south?
At least you can't complain about my cold feet.
A benefit I never thought of before.
Ever consider getting something bigger? This reminds me of when I was 12.
This was the bed I had when I was 12. It's the only one that fit in this dump.
It's not so bad. Good view of the city.
The office is my home.
I know.
I should be going. Colin Morrow's in a prison cell in our world. But I still need to get his gun.
So you can finish your deal with the boatman?
True told you about that?
You did. A couple of drinks in?
Yeah.
You got a once-in-a-lifetime chance. Like a wish from a fairy tale. If I could bring back Lori, I would.
Addie.
If you bring back Elise, I won't get in the way. Just make me one promise.
What?
Don't regret last night. Don't ever wish it didn't happen.
Where are you going?
This city needs to know what Colin Morrow's done, and that madness is over. I got a story to tell.
Will you make me a promise?
Sure.
Leave me out of it this time.
You're always going to be part of my story, Blake Wayman. Whether I write it or not. See you around, Detective.
When will I hear from you?
When you hear from me.
That door closing sounded more final than I thought it would. Like a last nail in another coffin. I crawl out of bed and into my chair. I got a job to finish in the land of the dead. No point in letting life get in the way. Underworld City never felt cold, but now a storm lashes the streets. I find Conrad under an eave near his usual spot, his arms in a bloody sling. He looks as weathered and worn as the city he calls home. You think this will ever be the vacation hotspot it once was?
Hard to know. The damage may already be done.
We need to find that gun.
And more importantly, the forge.
Why more importantly?
The forge has a connection to every weapon made in its fires. If we find it, we can find the gun.
And?
When your killer almost did me in, what did you hear?
The click of empty chambers.
Only the forge can make more bullets. Without bullets...
That gun is just a decorative mantelpiece for the boatman's fireplace.
All you have to give him is the gun. He never said anything about bullets. He'll still owe you your soul.
Not bad, old-timer. Lorelei says if we're close enough, we can pinpoint the forge with a fragment.
Now we have one.
Your arm.
Reach in and pull it out, P.I. Don't bother with gentle.
Bite down.
This is gonna hurt.
Got it. You all right?
Never better.
You don't look it.
I said I'm fine. But fine ain't enough.
Enough for what? With this we can find the forge, right?
For a detective, you don't listen so good. A wraith can use the gun.
But Lorelei said it would take someone like you to use the forge.
Someone you can't handle alone. You're gonna need a crew.
I don't exactly got a laundry list of pals down here.
Well, if you can't use friends.
This should be fun. The speakeasy is packed with souls getting out of the rain. I move through the smoke and nervous chatter to a table in the back. They're waiting for me. The crew that's gonna pull off this job. My only pals in Underworld City.
It's rude to be late to your own party, P.I.
Got somewhere to be, Lupo?
Maybe he left his favorite knife in a back somewhere.
Don't play jazz if you can't handle the improv, sweetheart.
The spiritual realm is fraying and thinning. Let us not waste time. Why have you summoned us?
To keep frayed and thin from becoming ripped and open.
Then all you have to do is catch the son of a bitch who killed my sister.
He's sitting in a prison cell up top.
Unless you plan on dragging him here so I can sing him a lullaby. I don't see what this has to do with me.
You still ain't learned to read the small print, Pigeon. The PI's deal with the boatman came with a rider, didn't it? You need to find the gun.
And the only way to find that is to find the forge.
An impossible task in itself.
Not if you got a compass, right, Lorelei? A bullet. Hold this and speak Lorelei's father's name.
If the forge is near, the bullet will vibrate.
Our time in Underworld City is shortwave. Would he have us calm at every street?
You'll only need your umbrella to get from here to the river, fortune teller. The detective's already got an idea where it's hidden, don't ya?
The same place where it was brought from downriver. The purveyor's warehouse.
The endless room of endless treasure.
Don't get too excited, fat man. The purveyor's army of goons rivals yours.
He also has the Harp of Dagda.
A dangerous artifact. The mortal and immortal alike.
Not to mention whoever fired up the forge in the first place. You never knew when to play the odds, Wayman.
I can't tell if that's fear or bullshit in your voice, Lupo.
The purveyor's got a warehouse full of crap and a platoon full of toughs. I'll give him that. But it's coin that gives you staying power in Underworld City. And no one's got more coin than yours truly.
So what's the problem?
We're all just waiting for you to answer the eternal question. What's in it for me?
You know what I want. The killer. On a platter.
Something tells me he's gonna become a permanent resident down here sooner rather than later. He'll be all yours.
And in the meantime?
You get your club back.
If only that was yours to give, Ray. But it's mine. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
How about I ask for it nicely?
Relax. What's one club, Lupo, compared to an empire? If the purveyor were to say, retire early, someone need to run his biz. I wonder who might be up for the job.
Who indeed?
There's nothing you can offer for my services, Blake Wayman.
Life's been tough up top since you got tied to the Black Rose, huh?
Thanks to the reporter.
What if she wrote a news story? Told the people of our city how good a girl you've been lately. What do you say? What do all of you say?
I will help you, Ray.
I'm in.
Lupo?
Wouldn't miss this show for the world. The twists and turns are gonna be exhilarating.
Then what are we waiting for?
One more question. This killer's like you, right? A wraith. So what's gonna keep a soul in the prison cell up top and out of our way down here?
Unlike you, I got real friends, Lupo. And I sent the perfect one to keep our new pal occupied.
Slop time in an hour, you animals.
Dantes was like a man in a dream. He knew vaguely that he was ascending steps, that he passed through a door, and the door closed behind him. He did not even see the ocean, that terrible barrier against freedom, which the prisoners looked upon with utter despair.
Lady, listening to you is utter despair. How much longer are you planning on reading that monstrous book?
The Count of Monte Cristo is only 800 pages long. We haven't even gotten to the part where he gets tortured yet.
You do remember that in this book the prisoner escapes, right?
You ain't going nowhere but the chair, Morrow.
You realize I know what this is, don't you? Who you are?
As long as you're not expecting a conjugal visit, you shouldn't be too disappointed.
You're just like I pictured you. True Godwin, Blake Wayman's loyal assistant. I had an assistant once, beautiful girl. Every magician needs a good assistant. You're here to keep me awake, to keep me up top.
I'm just an auntie who paid off a guard with a 10th spot to read to her wayward nephew before he's hopefully sentenced to a terrible death.
Don't worry, True. Like you said, I'm not going anywhere. Yet.
It'd be hard enough without...
A tub of ice and a syringe of propanol? I don't need those.
Whatever way you make the trip, the next time you take the sink, it's gonna be permanent. Now, where was I?
Wanna know why I got into prestidigitation? Why I became a magician?
Not really.
The faces in the crowd. Did your son Bobby ever perform a magic trick for you?
How do you know that name?
A good magician always knows his audience. Maybe Bobby was 6 or 7, found a book at school with a trick. I bet you gave him your best shocked look when he made that fork float behind the handkerchief or that coin appear from behind your ear.
Stop talking about him.
But all your amazement was just for show. My parents, too, I despised it. I wanted more. I deserved more. So I changed the trick. Worked on it all summer, sat on the couch just before school, then, boom! They didn't blink. Their eyes and mouths hung open.
So that's all this is? You got addicted to shocking people?
No, you don't get it. When people see an illusion for one instance, they believe in magic again. That look of shock is the desire to have that magic, to be able to snap their fingers and change their life. But as soon as the curtain goes down and the lights come up, they're doomed to a magicless world that promises everything but gives nothing.
People do change. They don't need magic.
Sure. They could flick a match and burn down their tyrannical offices, walk out on their berating wives, abandon their disappointing kids. But these come with consequences. Magic, on the other hand...
ain't nothing free. In this world or the next.
But it should be. Those beings down there, they rigged the game from the start. They're like the fat cats up here. They made it so only they could win. And their trump card is death. No matter how we live this life, we always lose it. Deserve doesn't mean shit. But now, I got the magic. I'm the new Prometheus. And I'm gonna turn it all on its head.
You ain't God, Colin. You're just a crazy man locked behind bars.
I'm Xander the Enigma, Miss Godwin. I can leave the cell whenever I'm ready.
Well, what are you waiting for?
A good magician never skips straight to the prestige. First, you gotta get the audience in the palm of your hand. You left off with Edmond Dantes looking at the ocean full of despair.
The prisoners followed his guide, who led him to a room whose bare and reeking walls seemed as though impregnated with tears.
That's just beautiful.
We make our way to the drowned rat. Any souls dumb enough to be out in the storm clear the path. I may hate the characters walking beside me, but I'm smiling at the thought of the purveyor's face when he sees us coming. Of course, Lupo can't let me enjoy that thought in peace.
Care for a little side action before the big game, Wayman?
How many times I gotta tell you, Lupo?
Yeah, you don't carry coin. You're not of this world. Boring.
You're the one always chirping about your unlimited bankroll.
Real gamblers don't care about the money.
That seems dubious, if not ironic.
The real shine is the look in the other guy's face. That moment when he knows he's the loser, that you're the one holding the ace. Better than gold.
I suppose you've never been the chump on the losing end.
Been gambling since I was a youth. Started by flipping coins with my kid brother. Took him until he was 15 to realize I knew how to palm the coin. Never was too smart, that kid. Anyway, the bet. Which of these lovely ladies you've recruited for this little mission is gonna flip the tables on you first?
Your team spirit is inspirational.
My money's on the gypsy. Never trust someone without real estate. Then again, can't trust performers either. Never really know when the show's over, do ya?
Maybe everyone will surprise the hell out of me and not stab the gift horse in the back.
You really are the only hero in a town full of villains, P.I.
Not me. I did meet one, though. A few months back, some wealthy widow all broke to pieces after her meal ticket bought the farm hired me.
Didn't find the buried silverware in time, ha!
That's what I thought. Tracked him down. His unfinished business was a letter. Wrote it to his wife when he realized he was dying. It wasn't about money. It wasn't some confession for a life of lies. It was a thank you note.
Ugh, what a sap.
He wanted to thank her for marrying him when he had nothing. For being the only treasure he'd ever been afraid to lose. This guy paused his trip to eternity to make sure she got a note. To make sure she knew it hadn't all been for nothing.
Not the way it went down with your woman, huh?
My wife died twice. And I couldn't even go a few years without falling for someone else. What kind of hero is that?
So that's it? The long face, the short temper, the complete lack of any sense of humor. All over a couple of dames?
What would you know about it? You never loved a soul in your life.
That ain't true, Wayman. I love that dumbass kid brother of mine.
I'll bet he was your most loyal goon.
He was the one who carved this smile into my throat. And yeah, my money's on the gypsy. Definitely gonna stab you in the back.
Great.
Cheer up, Ray. We're almost there. Time for the party to start.
Blake Wayman, do you not remember the last time you interrupted my business?
This time I brought an entourage.
Purveyor.
The Dago.
Top of the morning to ya.
I'm not even gonna trade your coin when it all comes raining down after you fade. I'm gonna give it away in the streets to keep your stench off my place.
It's been a long time since I rolled up my sleeves and beat someone into the fade with my own two hands.
It don't gotta go this way. We just want to peek at your warehouse.
Still searching for that bottle of wine.
For the forge used to make the weapon that killed the night manager, the zookeeper, and Terpsy.
Look for the mighty thunderbolt and the trident of the seas, why don't you? You won't find nothing.
We have a bullet, Purveyor. And I know my father's name.
Get the hell out. Back in the rain, you mortal trespasser, and take your freak show with you.
I think we'll have our luck.
I went easy on you last time as a favor to the old man. Now, I'm gonna bone you like a fish and leave that meat sack up top you walk around in, limp and dead.
Is that before or after you deal with me?
I'm gonna enjoy this. Lads!
That makes two of us. Boys!
He has more souls than we, Blake Wayman.
But none of them are alive.
Not like us. Come on!
Take him apart!
Let him have it, boys!
Miss Foster, are you still here?
As usual, Jimmy.
Burning the midnight oil again, huh? Last time you typed with that much fury, you won a Pulitzer.
The city needs to know the truth about this killer, and about the heroes who stopped him.
I'm about to head out, but there was one more box in the Colin Murrow research pile waiting for you.
Thanks, Jimmy. Leave it there.
See you tomorrow, Miss Foster.
See you tomorrow. One more box. What do we have here? Old hospital records. Maybe a birth certificate. This ain't the year Marl was born. This was the year of the tragedy of the show. And it ain't a birth certificate. It's a death certificate for Marl. But how is that possible? Oh. Oh my God.
Get in there, you sons of bitches! A keg of nectar to the one who brings me Wayman's coin!
Come get it yourself!
And the gypsy, take her hostage!
Come on, pretty lady. You ain't a fighter.
But I'm a card player. Your card is the tower. Card of destruction. Card of doom. Lightning strikes to seal your fate!
How many more cards like that you got in there?
Far more than you have seen, Wraith.
All right, enough of this shite. I'll break the lot of you.
So you think your strings can match my voice?
This harp was made on your father's forge, Lorelei.
So was I. Now fall!
Lorelei, enough!
It ain't enough until he's faded.
That pleasure's gonna be all mine, sister.
I still got breath to spare, fat man.
Cool your heels, both of you. We might have questions first. Let your boys collect their coin, Lupo. We're headed into the warehouse. The vibration's getting stronger.
We ain't even halfway into this place. You've been a busy boy, Purveyor, old buddy, old pal.
I'll see you faded before all this is done, you fat bastard.
I think I might keep you around a while. Hang you in my club like a punching bag.
It's here, in this crate. Help me.
Help!
Oh! We could have just opened it, you know.
My father's forge.
Many instruments of death were born in the flames.
Still warm. And there, by the bellows, more bullets.
So many.
More than enough to append Underworld City.
You're all set for the fade, all of you.
Who helped Xander make the gun, Purveyor?
You think I want to be smoked beside you? You can't make me talk.
I'll enjoy making you cry.
No need, Gypsy.
Purveyor, your card is the Hanged Man.
Who brought the forge here?
It was the boatman! The boatman!
That don't make any sense. Why make the weapon? Why arm the killer to destroy your own world?
I don't ask questions when the boatman takes a delivery. But there's a reason he hid the forge here. There's a reason he hired you.
He lost control of his assassin. When Xander got the gun, he made plans of his own.
Now you will hand both the weapon and the forge back to the boatman?
Just the gun. The bullets in the forge go back upriver on the next boat.
Actually, Wraith, the boatman's gonna be even more disappointed than that.
What are you talking about?
My price for this little excursion just went up.
You son of a bitch.
I'm taking the Purveyor's territory and the gun.
All your talk of betrayal and it's you.
This ain't betraying, Wayman. It's renegotiating. Actually, if you want to get technical, I'm calling in a favor. I've been saving up this favor for a long time. The one you swore by the River Styx. You ain't taking the gun to the boatman. You're taking it to me. The gun and all them... Hey!
The bullets. They're gone.
Where's Lorelei? Where'd she go?
Tried to warn you, Wraith.
Why take them? Who can she... No. It's not possible. How can he be here?
If I could die, he said, I should go where he goes, and should assuredly find him again. But how to die?
That's as good a place to stop as any, Miss Godwin, right before the big escape.
You're going somewhere?
Actually, I am.
Godwin, what the hell are you doing here?
Just reading a book to a prisoner. A prisoner who says he's got somewhere to be.
You and Wayman aren't allowed anywhere near this man. And he's going nowhere.
Well, hello there, Commissioner. You're just in time.
Sit down, Morrow.
Want to see a magic trick? I used it to get Blake's knife from his safe and the gun from your evidence room.
Sit down now. Guard!
This one is a real crowd pleaser.
Oh, my God! What the hell?
I told you. The work isn't finished yet. One more to go.
He's gone. He walked through that wall. Like a ghost. Like magic.
Lorelei told Xander we were coming here. She led him right to the forge.
He's reloaded. Wraith, get me out of here. Get me!
Wraith! I am sorry, Detective. You must finish this quest alone.
Just you and me, T.I. Trapped like rats.
Stay low and shut up, Lupo. Use the crates for cover and inch toward the door. Lorelei! Why'd you do it?
Xander got the drop on me right after you did. But instead of shooting me, he told me his plan.
He killed your sister!
Me and Terpsy were dead the moment they banished us to this hellhole. He's gonna make him pay, Detective. The lot of them downriver!
I'm gonna turn it all on its head, Wayman! The works!
What did you do to True, you son of a bitch?
Never matter. She must be the one up top at the prison with my brother.
Brother?
You came here with one foot in the real world. I'm still connected to my twin, even after my death. 2 feet in the real world and 2 feet here. And I got that gun.
Sounds like you're outmatched, P.I.
Shut up.
You got no idea the sacrifices we made. Keeping one of us a secret for so long. It was my brother's idea. And worth it for that look on people's faces when we did our magic. And now, we're almost ready for the big finale.
You don't have to do this.
No stopping now! Not when we're so close. Just one body away. My brother told me so much about her, Wayman. For what it's worth. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Oh no!
The journal, Hattie Foster's.
Hattie!
True. True, where's Blake? You'll never believe what I found out about Morrow.
Shut up and listen, Hattie. Colin Morrow has escaped. He's got powers. He's...
Oh, my God.
Hattie! Hattie!
You're almost out of room to hide, Detective. Even in here.
There they are. No more hiding. You can have the detective, Xander. I want the fat man.
Do you trust me, Lupo?
About as far as you could throw me.
Hang on!
Run back home, Wayman. You may get there in time to say goodbye.
There's no one there when I wake up. Just Sphinx. He yowls as I pull myself out of the tub and into my chair. He paces back and forth as I call the paper, like he knows something is wrong. No answer. I scream into the phone for a cab. The driver nearly throws me out as I pound the windows in the back of his seat to go faster. The cops are already there when we arrive, already pulling the yellow tape across the door. Montrose tries to stop me from getting on the elevator. I flip over my chair and crawl up the stairs.
Wayman! Wayman, come back!
Hattie! Where are you, Hattie?
Wayman, please!
Hattie!
I make it to a floor. On my elbows and my belly, I crawl, following the trail of blood to her office. She lies so still, staring at me, with coins over her eyes.
Hattie.
Styx is written, directed, and produced by Matt Rainey. Sound mix and music score by Matt Branseth. Sound editing and design by Keonti Perry.
Performed by Brian O'Sullivan, Jen McGurk, John Lacey, Sharon Angela, Alexa Capiello, Alan Smith, Patrick Tutera, Anastasia Matrunin, Michael Garcia, Haley Greenbauer, John Jack Rogers, Bonnie McNeil, Fira Budiman. Recorded at Acoustical Garden in Los Angeles, California.
Season 2 of Styx is dedicated to the memory of K. Patrick Tutera, who played Lupo, Lickspittle, and more. He was a passionate performer and a fierce friend. He will be missed.